I want to thank Dorota for asking this question. I'm going to share my screen here. But before I share my screen, look at this Midjourney image that I designed. I quite like it. Okay, let's go over here since we're talking about AI. Dorota says, I had a paradoxical experience. And by the way, this was posted as a comment underneath my AI ChatGPT course segment about if chatbots are taking over intellectual work, what's left for us humans to do? And there was a very rich discussion. And this is the most recent comment, but I wanted to record something on this because I thought it was a really, really good one. So, paradoxical experience, ChatGPT responded to my concern about its choice with beautiful relationality and immediate course correction. And I have to say, I agree. The people who are, I sometimes see people go, oh, ChatGPT doesn't, it's just a robot. And it's kind of like a, I heard someone literally say it recently. Oh, this was from the Emerald podcast, podcast loved by many kind of embodiment people, animist people, and they made an AI episode. Josh did, and Josh was likening ChatGPT and chatbots to a autistic Stanford coder. I'm like, that is extremely unfair. Number one, to autistic people, but number two. Have you used ChatGPT much? It is more courteous and emotionally connected, ironically speaking, than most human beings that I talk to. It's like, George, you got to talk to better human beings. Maybe that's true, but I talk to most of you. Right? Sorry. I don't mean that ChatGPT is more emotionally connected than you, but ChatGPT is more emotionally connected to many human beings that I interact with on online, just through email and through social media commentary and things like that. Like ChatGPT is way more courteous and way more like intuitive about what I'm trying to say. You know, I say a few words in ChatGPT. I'm like, how did you know that's what I was thinking? Well, but because of the prediction engine, right? It has the internet's information and therefore the statistical prediction is better than the statistical prediction of language than most human beings. Like human beings are a small language model, whereas ChatGPT is a large language model. Who's going to win in terms of predicting, intuiting what you're trying to say? All right, okay. So yes, I agree with Dorota. It has a really uncanny relationality to an intuitive sense of what we're trying to say. Okay, number two, a human, a colleague and a dear friend met my report of a positive experience that I had with reactivity and projection, completely failing to even see my needs, let alone take them under advisement. Even though I tried to pause the conversation and draw attention to what was happening for both of us. Dorota, like I said, I've had the same interaction multiple times. It's not just you. It's many of us who have learned how to use ChatGPT and, oh my God, this thing is more relational and understanding than most human beings. So Dorota has a very good follow-up question. I wonder, at this rate, will we even want to make time for human interactions? Or at least I sense a danger for people getting addicted to interacting with bots more than bots. This is brilliant, Dorota. I don't even know if ChatGPT could have come up with that that brilliance. You should definitely put this publicly as a conversation. I have very mixed feelings about this, she wrote. Likely, there's going to be counseling coaching needed for helping people deal with that difference. Brilliantly said. So I have two little news items to add here that I've seen recently in the news. Number one, a recent study of doctors advising patients versus ChatGPT advising patients. It was a blind study, so the patients don't know who is writing me. Is it a human or a bot writing me? The patient described their situation in detail. And doctors did their best. And the doctors knew they were competing with, you know, bots. So they did their best to write their answer. And ChatGPT just does what it usually does. You won't be surprised what I'm about to say. The study showed that the patients preferred the bots most of the time, preferred ChatGPT to the human doctor's response. Most of the time. Now, this was written out. This was text written, you know. So obviously, if they were in front of a robot, Hello, I would like to. No, it's not even, it doesn't even talk like that anymore, right? Have you seen the robotic videos now? Hi, I'm George. And I mean, all the facial expressions they're building in, it looks really uncannily good. It's still not quite there. It's still in the what's called the uncanny valley, which is the stage of robotic development from, we obviously know this is a robot, we're going to treat it as such, all the way to, is this a robot or human? I can't tell. And there's something called the uncanny valley, which is like, it's almost there. It's not quite there. And it feels a little creepy because it's trying to mimic our facial expression. And it's not, it's like 85% of the way there. But we're only a year or two from filling the rest of the 15% gap, where the videos in 2 years of bot robot videos will be indistinguishable for most humans, it'll be indistinguishable. Now, let me say one more thing. For current, as of this recording, 2023 humans, the future videos will look indistinguishable. But for 2025 humans, or for 2030 humans, we will have evolved a sixth sense about, oh, that's a bot video, even though it looks almost exact, just like most, many of us who watch movies. Any of you love sci-fi movies or whatever? Like we've seen behind the scenes. Like we've evolved enough to know, well, that's a green screen. Yeah, that's not the car is not really going like this and crushing these people. That's a green screen. Or we can kind of tell when something is CGI a little bit. Those of us who watch a lot of movies can kind of, that's CGI. That's not real. Even though it looks real, how can we tell? Well, because we have enough experience, the context and everything. Same thing with bot videos. We'll be able to sense that. Hopefully, one day will be the sense that's not my grandson calling me asking for money. That's a bot. That's a bot. It sounds just like my grandson, but I know given the context, just like a lot of us receive now in 2023 already, we receive Facebook messages from friends, or even, by the way, I've also seen a video from a friend that a hacker has cleverly edited. Yeah, it was a real video from a friend. It's an Instagram video from a friend that was sent to me. And asking me to join this crypto thing. Okay, so it looked like my friend. It really did. And everything's, but I knew based on the context, asking me to join a crypto thing and my friend, and it was edited. I could tell. But how can I, but someone else probably couldn't tell because they're not trained or evolved in this way. But future humans will have evolved to understand what is a bot and what is a human. Well, just like right now, I can already see very clearly when someone is using ChatGPT language. I've gotten that already. Like to some teachers, school teachers, it's indistinguishable because they have to use an AI, AI checker. For me, I get it. I'm like, oh yeah, that's ChatGPT language. How, George? Well, it's just because I read enough to like see the difference. Okay, anyway. So that's news item number one. News item number two is I've been seeing on Reddit. I surf Reddit, and it's an interesting, have you heard of Occam's razor? Well, there's like various razors of like shortcuts to understanding the world, and this is the Reddit razor, which is if it shows up on Reddit, you're early. It's going to show up. It's going to become mainstream in society soon. And if it shows up on LinkedIn, if it's popular on Reddit, you're still early. If it's popular on LinkedIn, you're too late. Okay. That was an interesting razor. Like, oh, that's it. But yeah, I'm already seeing popular on Reddit that many people are now preferring AI girlfriends and boyfriends to human boyfriends and girlfriends. Now you said, what are you talking about? Are they, do you have a, they have a sex bot per physical? No, they're just interacting through the phone with AI, girlfriends and boyfriends, And they prefer that over human boyfriends. It's starting to happen already. So this question is a very real one, and we all have to think about this. And we all, it's true, which is why I've been so urgent teaching this AI stuff, because counselors, coaches, healers, mentors, our jobs, my job is at risk, very much so. Teaching business and marketing, that's going to be, it's the first thing a bot does, right? Bots are already helping with copywriting. The first, my job is more at risk than most of your jobs because people talking to a bot about more personal issues is harder than about business issues. Anyway, so I think that definitely we have to what we have to do is two things, I think. One, become more sensitive to what is a bot versus what is a human. And the only way you can do that is by using the bots, because otherwise you will be fooled, easily fooled. Just like me, I know what ChatGPT is versus human writing. I can easily tell now. How? Because I use it a lot. So I can tell. Just like if you want to become sensitive, you have to use it more. Like you can tell now, many of us who use AI images, we can tell now what's an AI image versus what's a human image. I could tell as an art. I mean, when I see a human artist stuff, I'm like, I can see that's human. I don't think that's not an AI generated, right? It has just the right level of imperfection to be human. Okay. Number one. Number two is we need to educate our friends and our colleagues about this stuff so that they can also become sensitive to human versus bots. And I would say there's a third thing, is to return to what I believe to be the purpose of life, right? Which is to grow through challenges, and particularly grow through challenges when interacting with other human beings, like other human souls, other souls. Because as of now, as I don't know, robots don't have souls yet. So ultimately, when bots can take care of us and do everything for us, what are humans left for? Humans are left for as people to love, people to share empathy with. You really get it. You're human too. like that's like, even though you can't counsel me as well, or you can't be as good of a friend as my bot best friend, I am here for you. And we're here for each other, because that one doesn't really get us. So I hope this is helpful in some way.